I'm Nikki Ouellette with Montana News. The only group home in the Flathead Valley that offered therapy specifically tailored to abused and traumatized girls shut its doors last Friday, the latest casualty of state-level budget cuts.
It's a sad day.
Sad day.
Mm-hmm. Paula Buckley has been the therapeutic group home's program manager since it opened 24 years ago.
I keep thinking of all the girls that we won't be able to help. And what will they do next? So that's the hardest part.
Senapa House, which means Kit Fox in Blackfoot, served as a community-based home for girls aged 11 to 17 who had serious emotional and behavioral disorders. The goal was to help them reunite with their families or a foster home or prepare them to live independently.
You know, they've been the victims, so they get overlooked.
Sheila Smith was Senapa House's director. We spoke at the home's sending-off party last Friday.
I think a lot of kids will not be able to access the service and will end up in psychiatric facilities, you know, in Billings, Helena, Butte, or Utah, out of state. I think there'll be a lot of kids that end up in out-of-state facilities, which is really, really, really wrong.
Senapa House was a program of the Missoula-based nonprofit Western Montana Mental Health Center. Girls lived in the home on Windward Way for 9 to 12 months, but stayed close to their families.
With a program like Senapa House, we could keep kids in the community. It's not a locked psychiatric facility. We could do family treatment with their families because they're here and keep them in their communities.
Senapa House had 8 beds and ran on an annual budget of about $600,000. Nearly all of its girls were covered by Medicaid, and more than half came without a referral from a state agency, so families were responsible for room and board. Smith says Senapa House always ran at a loss, but recent state budget cuts to Medicaid, paired with legislators axing a room and board fund from the state health department that covered what families couldn't, proved too deep to overcome. The home said goodbye to its last client on Friday.
For me, it's like looking back at, you know, the 1980s, is we're back to that. My opinion, you know, unless and until the citizens of Montana decide that things like this are worth paying for, they're not going to be able to happen.
Not all youth home providers in Montana are feeling the pinch in the same way. That's because the services they offer and the way people pay for them are different. For example, Youth Dynamics, which is based in Billings and currently has 72 beds across its 9 therapeutic group homes, turned to donations to help cover the room and board fee, which averages $45 a night per client. That's about $1,200 a month. Missoula-based Youth Homes, which runs 4 therapeutic group homes in Missoula and Helena, has asked families to commit to at least 4 behavioral health appointments a week. Executive Director Beth Cogswell says that commitment should help make up for the loss in other Medicaid revenue. In addition, Youth Homes tends to serve kids who are placed in programs by state agencies, like Child Protective Services or Youth Court.
So often Child and Family Services will pay for the room and board costs. And once in a while, the Department of Corrections will pay for room and board costs if it's an appropriate placement.
Neither Missoula-based Youth Homes or Billing-based Youth Dynamics plans to close any of its residential or outpatient programs. Youth Homes Cogswell adds that when any mental health service is lost in Montana, like Kalispell's Senapa House, other providers feel a ripple effect.
You know, that might mean that we're seeing more kids come to the Flathead Youth Home in need of shelter, and it might mean that there's just a higher demand for therapeutic group care in our other communities. So, you know, we certainly hope that we can serve all the kids and families that need us. But I can see, you know, getting to a point where maybe it's really difficult to because the demand is so high.
Sheila Smith with Senapa House agrees.
They will end up somewhere because they don't go away. Their problems do not go away. If you cut community-based services, people go to higher, more expensive levels of care.
For girls whose families can't afford other treatment facilities, that could mean they end up in the criminal justice system or at a psychiatric facility at taxpayers' expense. Smith says some girls will just run away. Smith may have said goodbye to the last of Sunapa House's girls last week, but the home's beds will soon be full again. Western Montana Mental Health Center is converting the space to a group home for adults with mental illness, who are often more able to pay the same room and board fee that the state health department is no longer paying for girls at Sunapa House. A previous version of this story incorrectly stated that Fox Creek would serve adults with developmental disabilities. On Friday, Smith and her colleagues swapped out the home's green sign that read Sunapa for a new one that reads Fox Creek. Smith says she'll add it to a growing stack in her office.
Aww. You're going to keep that in your office?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I figure we need a museum. Got the Stillwater sign from Eureka. I've got the case management sign from there. I've got the case management sign from Adult Services.
Wow.
Have a little sign museum.
Sunapa mm-hmm. is Western Montana Mental Health's latest closure. Earlier this year, the nonprofit laid off almost 50 case management workers and closed its offices in Eureka, Libby, Livingston, and Dillon. In Kalispell, I'm Nikki Ouellette, Montana Public Radio.